Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today we're going to look at neighbor stuff.
Neighbor stuff.
Yeah. We've got this letter that a listener sent to Nightmare Neighbors.
Oh, okay.
And it's really fascinating. You know, everybody has a crazy neighbor story.
Right.
But this one, it really goes beyond just like the typical noise complaints. It's like psychological warfare.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is, that's something that really gets people hooked because I think we can all relate to some degree.
Exactly. Yeah. So, the story starts with our listener, you know, moving into this like seemingly perfect house, right? They're ready for peace and quiet and all that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there's this guy next door named Nick.
Okay.
And they share a wall with him.
Ah, I see where this is going.
Yeah. So it's not just like, oh, he's making noise. It's like he's making noise. It's like right there.
Right in your space.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a whole other level of intrusion.
Yeah. And they describe it as like this like auditory assault.
Oh, wow.
Because it's not just, you know, the occasional party or loud music.
Yeah. It's like a constant barrage of noise.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really wears a person down.
So walk us through like what exactly is Nick doing?
Okay. So every day at 4 p.m.
Like clockwork.
Nick gets home from work and the noise starts. And we're not talking about just like, you know, music on the radio or something. We're talking about hours of...
Like how many hours are we talking here?
We're talking like 4 to 5 hours of repetitive guitar practice.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And like the listener really emphasizes this point that it's not even good guitar playing. It's like scales and chords played badly.
So it's like nails on a chalkboard kind of?
It's that level of like just it grates on you.
Yeah. I can imagine like if you're trying to relax.
It's impossible.
Or focus on something.
Yeah, you just can't escape it.
And it's just like the same thing over and over.
The same riff over and over.
Yeah.
The same chord progression over and over.
It's like torture.
It's like Chinese water torture for the ears.
Yeah. And so
that's like the guitar part.
Right. So that goes on for like hours.
For hours. And then on top of that, we have the singing.
The singing. The listener mentions that.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget the singing.
Yeah.
This isn't just like, you know, casual humming along like, to the radio.
Yeah.
We're talking full on belting.
Wow. So like trying to be a professional singer?
Trying to be a professional singer, but like tragically off key.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like the listener describes it as like echoing through the walls.
Oh.
Inescapable.
They're a captive audience.
A captive audience to Nick's vocal stylings.
So we've got bad guitar and we've got bad singing.
That's the soundtrack to our listener's life.
What else? What else is happening?
Well, it doesn't stop there. So at 9 p.m.
New shift change.
The guitar and the singing stop. and then the TV takes over. And it's not just like background noise either. It's like loud enough that the listener can hear every word of dialogue.
So it's like they're being forced to watch TV that they don't want to watch.
Yeah, exactly. They're being forced to participate in Nick's entertainment choices.
It's like you're a captive audience to his whole life.
Right. It's like a window right into his world, whether you want it or not.
Yeah. This is where it starts to feel a little bit more deliberate.
Yeah.
Like, is this just like, oh, he's completely oblivious? Or is this like...
Right. Is there some awareness there?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because if you can hear the dialogue that clearly, like...
He's got to know, right?
He must know how loud it is.
Yeah.
So how does our listener try to deal with this?
Well, initially...
We try to just like ignore it or...
Yeah. They give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. They figure maybe it's just like a temporary thing.
Like he's got a project.
Yeah, like band practice or recording something.
Right, right.
But as the weeks turn into months...
It just never ends.
It just never ends.
Oh, gosh.
And it becomes pretty clear that this is just Nick's lifestyle.
This is just Nick.
Yeah, Nick's oblivious to the effect it's having on his neighbor.
Yeah. So they do eventually confront him.
They do eventually confront him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens?
That's where things start to get really interesting.
Oh.
And that's a story for part two of our deep dive.
We'll be right back.
So we left off with our listener finally deciding, okay, I've got to say something.
Yeah. It's like that moment where you realize, like, ignoring it isn't working.
Right. It's not going away on its own.
So how does that go?
So they go over, they knock on Nick's door, hoping to, you know, have a reasonable conversation.
Right.
Maybe just ask him, hey, can you turn it down a bit?
Right.
But instead of getting, like, you know, an apology or even just an acknowledgement.
Right.
They're met with, like, complete bewilderment.
Really?
Yeah. Like, almost as if Nick has no idea.
Like, he's never even thought about it.
Yeah. Like, he's completely oblivious to the fact that his actions
could be bothering someone.
Are having any impact on anyone else.
Is that common? Do you see that a lot?
Yeah. I think sometimes people just get so used to their own noise.
They don't even notice it.
They become desensitized to it.
Yeah.
They don't realize how loud it actually is.
Or how late it is, or how long it's been going on.
Exactly.
So what does he say? How does he justify it?
Well, he basically says, like, oh, I have to practice.
Oh, so it's like a necessity.
Yeah, as if his need to play guitar or blast his TV trumps.
Trumps everyone else's right to peace and quiet.
Exactly. The classic example of what we call egocentric bias.
Right.
That the tendency we all have to put our own needs.
Above others.
Yeah, above everyone else's.
And I can see how that would be super frustrating for the listener.
Oh, absolutely. You're trying to tell him how his actions are impacting you.
And he's just brushing you off.
And he's just like, yeah, but I need to practice.
So does anything change after this confrontation?
Well, there's like this brief period of quiet.
Oh, okay. So maybe he got the message.
You think so, right?
Yeah.
But then...
this noise comes back.
It comes back. And it might even be louder than before.
Oh, wow. So is it like retaliation?
It starts to feel that way, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe this isn't just obliviousness anymore.
Like maybe it's on purpose?
Yeah. Like there's something more deliberate going on.
So at this point, like, how is the listener feeling?
Well, weeks of this constant noise have taken their toll.
They must be at their wit's end.
Totally. They're frustrated. They're exhausted. They can't relax in their own home.
So what do they do?
One night, driven to desperation, they grab a book and they bang on the wall.
Oh, wow.
Just hoping to get Nick's attention.
It's like that primal scream.
Totally. You just got to release that frustration somehow.
So what happens? Does Nick, like, come storming over?
No. There's this sudden silence.
Oh, okay.
The TV shuts off and you think, finally, peace.
Right.
But that silence is quickly replaced by something far more unnerving.
What do you mean?
The listener hears Nick's voice, a low whisper coming through the wall.
Oh, no.
Saying, you want me to turn it off, huh? You want silence?
Literally chills. It's like it just took a really dark turn.
Totally. It's not about the noise anymore.
Right.
It's about the intent behind it.
It's a threat.
It's a power play. It's like he's saying, this is my house, my rules.
And she can't do anything about it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And any attempt to challenge that will be met with something worse than noise.
So how does a listener respond to this?
That's where we get into the really fascinating part of this story. They realize they can't escape this.
They're stuck.
They have to find a way to fight back.
To reclaim their space.
Exactly. The letter describes it as preparing for war.
Wow.
So we'll find out what happens next in part three of our deep dive.
Okay, so we're back and things are getting intense with this neighbor situation.
Yeah, it's escalated way beyond just a simple noise complaint.
Right, like now it feels almost dangerous.
Definitely. There's a real sense of menace in that whispered threat.
Like he's trying to intimidate the listener.
Exactly. And that can be so unsettling. You never know how far someone like that might go.
So what options does the listener have at this point?
Well, it's tricky. Because like we talked about before, traditional methods haven't worked.
Talking to him hasn't worked. Ignoring it hasn't worked.
Right. So they need to find a different approach.
So what can they do?
Well, sometimes involving a third party can help.
Like another neighbor.
Yeah, someone who's not directly involved in the conflict, but who can maybe mediate.
Right. So like try to get both sides to communicate.
Exactly. Sometimes having that neutral perspective can de-escalate things.
Makes sense. And if that doesn't work?
Another option is to start documenting the noise.
Like keeping a log.
Yeah, write down the dates, the times, the types of noise, how loud it is.
So if they decide to involve the police or something?
Exactly. They'll have evidence to support their claims.
Right, because it's one thing to say my neighbor's loud.
But it's another to have a detailed record of the disturbances.
Yeah, that would definitely give them more credibility.
And it might also help the listener feel a bit more in control.
Right, like they're taking action.
Exactly, instead of just feeling helpless.
But what about like the psychological toll this is taking?
Right, because it's not just about the noise itself. It's about the impact it's having on the listener's well-being.
But like feeling constantly on edge.
Stressed, anxious, unable to relax in their own home.
So what can they do about that?
Yeah, well, there are a few things they can try. One is to create a safe space in their home.
Like a room where they can escape the noise.
Exactly. Somewhere quiet and peaceful where they can de-stress.
That's a good idea.
And noise-canceling headphones can also be really helpful.
Oh, yeah. Blocking out the sound completely.
Right. Creating a physical barrier against the noise.
And what about like relaxation techniques?
Things like meditation or deep breathing exercises can be great for managing stress.
So it's like a multi-pronged approach.
Exactly. Addressing the problem from different angles.
Protecting themselves both physically and mentally.
Right. Because this situation is really affecting them on multiple levels.
So while we don't know what the listener ultimately decides to do.
Right. The letter ends with them preparing for war.
We've explored some possibilities.
Hopefully they can find a solution that works for them.
Yeah, because no one deserves to live like that.
And it's a good reminder for all of us to be mindful of the noise we make.
And how it might be affecting others.
Exactly. Because even if we don't intend to cause harm,
the noise can be a real weapon.
It can disrupt lives and damage relationships.
So let's all try to be good neighbors.
And remember that peace and quiet is a precious thing.
Well said. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and until next time, keep listening.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.